Well, as we mentioned, Finland turns 100, and there are a bunch of celebrations here in the Northland. Who better to tell us a little bit more about those celebrations than one of the Finlandia Foundation Northland chapter members and our interim station manager, Mimu Salmela. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning. Good to be here. Yes, Lisa, it's an exciting year for a country of Finland, a small country turning 100th. And there's a lot of different celebrations going on in the Northland. And there are events and groups and individuals traveling from Finland to celebrate this great year. The theme for the worldwide for this year is together, yhdessä in Finnish. Together, people are doing things in Finland and they're doing it here. And what a better way to do things together than do theater. We have Anne Tuomi on the line who wrote the play The Reading Room. The Reading Room will be performed today, tonight at Douglas County Historical Society and tomorrow in Duluth. And it is an interesting play with Finnish actors and Anne's play. And you're on the line there. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about that play. The story is very intriguing and interesting.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Kiitos. The play is based on a short story that I wrote, and it's actually a memoir of reminding myself of a job I had in the Duluth Public Library, probably in the late 60s, I think. The pay was only 75 cents an hour, but it was a wonderful job. I really loved it. It was in the library that's now up on 2nd Street, the one that's closed. And that was my first introduction, I would say personally, to Finnish immigrants, because I wasn't born in this part of the country, and my background is all Irish, so I knew immigration pretty well. But working in the reading room, I noticed that very quickly that there were homeless men, and I knew they were homeless by their timing and by the way they were dressed and so on. They come to the reading room because that was like a safe harbor for them every day, year-round, not only in the wintertime to keep warm. And they would come and they would spend the entire day in the reading room, and when the library closed, then they would leave. And they just really intrigued me. They never talked. I never had conversation with them whatsoever. It's just silent communication that Finns are very good with. And the eye contact. And I felt very comfortable there. But that experience stayed with me all these years, and I needed to write about it. So I wrote a short story, and then I have wonderful friends in Finland who belong to Theater Fiasco, an amateur theater group from Joensuu, northern Karelia. And they helped me take the story and transfer it into a play, and that's what we're performing now. At FinFest in Minneapolis, they performed it in Finnish first, and they had a really warm reception. It was interesting how many people in the audience were very emotional about the story. And then the second day, we performed it in English. Tuesday night, we performed at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota. That was also a very warm reception. I would say everywhere it's performed, it reminds somebody of somebody they knew in the past, maybe a relative, maybe people they just noticed in the community. But it's interesting how it really strikes home and how many people today are saying, you know, we have these issues going on in our society today, too. It's just that they're different people, different nationalities going through very much what Finnish immigrants went through many years ago, especially here in the northern states, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and so on.
So, Anne, this play is done in two different languages, obviously in Finnish and English. And at the Douglas County Historical Society tonight, it will be performed in English.
Correct. Yes.
And commemorating Finland, this play really reflects how Finland is. And, you know, I have to say that coming from Finland myself, the libraries are a key placed in Finland, in a Finnish society. And what a fitting place to have a play to commemorate Finland's 100th anniversary. Do you have any final thoughts here for our listeners before we move to the music?
I would just support totally what you're saying, that in Finland, libraries are very important places. And I think they are here, too. A Finnish colleague of mine who is teaching in Indianapolis at the University at Bloomington said that their library nowadays even has a shower and it has a clean clothing exchange for homeless people, because they need that as a central point. Nowadays they need it for the internet if they're going to accomplish any social services or try to get some work or...
And
that's what we do things. Yeah.
Exactly. And thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you.
And
good
luck tonight.
Thank you, and welcome to everyone. And it will be in English tonight and tomorrow night at the Masonic Temple in Duluth, Minnesota. Kiitos, ja paljon.
Kiitos.
Thank you. Kiitos.
Finland is celebrating its 100th birthday, and this morning our station manager and one of the members of the Finlandia Foundation's Northland chapter is interviewing some wonderful guests about aspects of the celebration occurring right here in the Northland. Here's Mimu Samula.
We have Jan-Erik Osterholm from Runeberg's Kör from Porvo, Finland. It is a small town in Finland. Can you hear me, Jan-Erik?
Yes, very well.
Okay, thank you for talking to us. This choir is performing tomorrow night at the Weber Music Hall in Duluth, and the choir has been together for over 90 years. 50 men singing together for over 90 years. How is that possible?
You know, it's not the same man as in
of course not. Yes,
but the choir has been a very central part of the city of Porvo's cultural life since 1923. That is 5 years after the end of the World War One, and we are presently between 50 and 60 people meeting, rehearsing every Monday. And our repertoire is very broad. With us to the United States, we have about 60 songs that we sing by heart. We don't use notes and sing a cappella.
And it is amazing, Jan-Erik, that 50 men singing together, again, the Finnish theme for this year, for the 100th anniversary, singing in three different languages. You will be doing in the Duluth show, you will be doing songs in three languages and performing. And wouldn't you say that the Finnish choir culture and this kind of gathering together is lifting the spirits of people? It is to lift the spirits.
We have been planning for this tour since September 2014.
Wow.
And it's the guys in the choir are really excited. For most of them, they have never been in the United States before. I myself have been living here for 7 years, so I know the country very well. But anyway, the spirit is very high. Yesterday evening, we had an excellent cruise on the St. Croix River together with the male choir from American Swedish Institute. And that was a very nice experience for all of us.
Yeah, and as a country that has two official languages, Finnish and Swedish, this choir sings a lot in Swedish as well. So I would say that anyone who enjoys Swedish music too and Swedish language being sung, that would be a very fitting concert to come to here in Duluth. As we just heard your Finlandia there, it is from a song from a long time ago that fits so well with Finns. And is there other songs like that that you have on your during your performance in Duluth?
Yes, the repertoire is representing the pearl or the core songs or the best pieces of Scandinavian male choir music. Both Finnish composers, Swedish composers, Norwegian, German, Estonian. So we sing not only in Finnish, Swedish, and English, also in Estonian, German, and Latin.
Yes, what a nice place to bring everybody again together. Jan-Erik, I thank you for this interview and all the best for your group as you travel around. You did go to the FinFest last weekend, I believe so. Is that right?
No, actually, no, you didn't go. On Monday.
Oh, you arrived on Monday.
We
okay.
On Monday.
So your trip is just starting, is that right?
It's a post event.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I see. Well, that's nice to have you touring the country, yeah. And we look forward to your concert. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, we are very much looking forward to come to the beautiful concert hall of Weber Hall.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mimu Salmela is our interim station manager. She's also a member of the Finlandia Foundation Northland chapter. And hey, thanks so much for coming in this morning and doing these interviews. Wonderful events coming around. And we're going to get all the information about the different events and how you can find out more information, where things are being held, when things are being performed. We'll get it all up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find.